US boot camps shape up dogs' owners. With obesity rates on the rise among Americans and their pets, two Californian women have come up with an all-in-one solution, a doggy boot camp where dog owners and their canine friends work out together. Thank Dog. Boot camp is the nation's first outdoor fitness program where both humans and dogs get a full body workout while their pooches also learn basic obedience skills. Founded 2 years ago by identical twins, Jill and Jamie Bowers, the program has grown to include classes at various Los Angeles and Orange County locations, and most recently in Northern California. Classes begin as early as 6 a.m., with instructors in Urbo camo pants yelling out drill-like commands in the traditional boot camp style. The difference here is that instructors are certified in both fitness and dog training, and each boot camper happens to have a four-legged partner by their side at all times. People need to exercise, and dogs need to be trained and exercised, said Jill Bowers. The classes take place on a field in a public park, with 30 minutes of cardio and 30 minutes of weight training. Each person has a mat with weights and bands. Their dog has its own mat and water bowl besides their owner. The cardio portion involves boot campers running around park trails and zigzagging through pylon-marked obstacle courses on the field with their leashed canine companions. Various squats, lunges, jumps, and sprints are incorporated for humans. Meanwhile, dogs are also told to engage in a series of numbered commands, ranging from sit to down to come. A lack of exercise and training causes dogs to have behavioral problems, said Bowers. If they don't have enough activity to expend their energy, they take it out on your favorite couch or on your designer shoes. With boot camp, your dog is too tired to be bad. Latest statistics show that in 2009, about 28% of Americans aged 20 or over were obese, up from 19.4% in 1997, while it is estimated that about 43% of U.S. dogs are overweight or obese. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been Lee Hammond.